Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. The Colorado River is the largest waterway in the Southwest. 1,450 miles long, the Colorado River Basin drains 248,000 square miles in seven large western states. In Utah, the river enters Cisco south of I-70, winds its way through Arches and Canyonlands National Parks, then flows through Glen Canyon and exits south into Arizona. Less than 100 years ago, the Colorado River wasn't in Utah or even in Colorado. Until 1920, Colorado River referred only to the river section downstream from Glen and Grand Canyons. Upstream, it was called the Grand River all the way up to the headwaters in the Colorado Rockies. Thus, we have Grand Canyon in Utah and the town of Grand Junction in Colorado. According to Jack Schmidt, professor in Utah State University's Department of Watershed Sciences and a longtime scholar of the river, the good citizens of the state of Colorado weren't pleased with the Colorado River's location. So in 1920, the Colorado legislature renamed Colorado's portion of the Grand River with a somewhat awkward result. The Colorado River began in Colorado, became the Grand River at the border with Utah, and then became the Colorado River again at the confluence with the Green. This arrangement did not last long, again because of a Colorado legislator. U.S. Representative Edward T. Taylor petitioned the Congressional Committee on Interstate and Foreign Commerce to rename the entire river as the Colorado. Despite objections from Utah and Wyoming representatives and the U.S. Geological Survey, the name change was made official by the U.S. Congress on July 25, 1921. The objections were legitimate. In the 1890s, the Federal Board on Geographic Names established the policy of naming rivers after their longest tributary. The former Grand River of Colorado and Utah was shorter than the Green River tributary by quite a bit, so the Green River should have prevailed, and the Colorado should have been one of its tributaries. However, if you judge tributary primacy by volume, the Colorado wins hands down. 100 years ago, the Upper Colorado, or former Grand River, had a significantly higher total flow than the Green. But what's in a name? Prior to widespread European settlement, the Grand River was also known as the Rio Rafael, and before that, different parts of the river had numerous Native American and Spanish names. 1,000 years from now, the Colorado could have an entirely different identity. The main thing is that Utahns can enjoy and appreciate the habitat, scenery, and many resources that this important waterway provides. Thanks to the USU College of Natural Resources and the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.